It's time for Vets Info on the Air, heard every Monday morning at this time, featuring Lacaparral County Veteran Service Officer Josh Benega. The program is brought to you each week by the Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247, Madison VFW Lacaparral County Post 1656, and Bellingham American Legion Post 441. Three great service organizations that are proud to be of service to this area in a variety of ways. Now, Vets Info on the Air. And we say good morning, as we do every Monday at this time, to Josh Benega, Lacaparral Veteran Service Officer. How's it going, Josh?
I'm doing all right. Happy belated Father's Day.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. To you, too. You got the four-legged Rupert there. So Rupert. You're Rupert's dad.
He gave me a kiss for Father's Day.
I stopped by, and he gave me a kiss the other day, too. So.
That's one thing he's good at.
Rupert's getting big.
Yeah, he is. Four months old.
That's right. He's a cute dog. Well, what's going on in the office? Anything in particular?
I'm going to be out of the office tomorrow.
Okay.
I'll be up in St. Cloud. I'm a veteran, and I have appointments at the VA, just like all other veterans.
Okay. Well, that's good, because you can check it out then, check out the quality control and everything,
yep.
You know. So, yep. See how
yep.
it is.
I'm happy with the quality of care I get there. So.
Great. Well, most people you talk to are. So,
mm-hmm.
I mean, it's like anything else. You know, got a bad rap for a while there in a few places, but I mean, what...
But
facilities don't, you know.
Yep.
So, anyway, let's talk about our... we won't get to the topic here. We'll salute a veteran first off here today.
Of course. Today we're saluting Arthur E. Zanow. Arthur was born on March 7th, 1912. He was a fellow Pisces, born in Bellingham. Passed away on September 8th, 1970. He entered active duty in the United States Army on May 9th, 1942 in Fort Snelling. Was honorably discharged about 3.5 years later on December 1st, 1945 at Camp McCoy, Wisconsin. He was a light truck driver with Company C, the 1st Staging Area Battalion. Took part in battles in the northern, I'm going to butcher this word, I know it, Apennines, Apennines, northern Apennines, in southern France. Some medals and ribbons that he earned. He was a sharpshooter with the M1 rifle, good conduct medal, European, African, Middle Eastern Theater Service Ribbon, 5 overseas service bars, meaning he spent 2.5 years overseas service, and a lapel button. So we thank you, Arthur, for your service and sacrifice to this great nation, because as we all know, freedom is not free.
That's right. Hats off to the vets.
Yep.
Well,
every day is Veterans Day in my office.
It is. Should be everywhere.
Yep.
The VA healthcare facilities are going smoke-free. That's the topic today.
Yeah. As a veteran and a smoker, I don't see how... would be a decent idea, but I can understand it for the health purposes. You and I were talking before the show, and I don't know what the percentage is of veterans who are smokers, but it's pretty high. It's higher. It's probably higher than the general population. This June 10th, VA.gov news release announces that VA healthcare campuses are become smoke-free in the near future. As part of VA's commitment to provide excellent health care for veterans, the department will implement a new policy restricting smoking by patients, visitors, volunteers, contractors, and vendors at its health care facilities by October. So it's still a few months away, but they hope to have all the campuses smoke-free by October. Although VA has historically permitted smoking in designated areas, there's a growing evidence that smoking and exposure to secondhand and third-hand smoke... How do you get third-hand smoke?
You must be quite a ways away from it to get third-hand smoke.
Oh, okay. Creates a significant medical risk and risks to safety and direct patient care that are inconsistent with medical requirements and limitations. Accordingly, VA's Veterans Health Administration, or VHA, has collaborated with key stakeholders to update and recertify the policy to be consistent with the department's commitment to veterans and the community. A recent VA survey revealed that approximately 85% of responding facility leadership support smoke-free campuses, and this new policy for patients, visitors, volunteers, contractors, and vendors allows VA to ensure the health and well-being of VA staff, patients, and the public. According to the Secretary, Robert Wilkie, Secretary of Veterans Affairs, we are not alone in recognizing the importance of creating a smoke-free campus. As of 2014, 4,000 healthcare facilities and 4 national healthcare systems in the U.S. have implemented smoke-free grounds. This policy change coincides with additional VHA efforts to help us become the provider of choice for veterans and the reasons why veterans will choose VA. VHA's new smoke-free policy applies to cigarettes, cigars, pipes, and any other combustion of tobacco and non-FDA-approved electronic nicotine delivery systems, including but not limited to electronic or e-cigarettes, vape pens, or e-cigars. The VA does have multiple treatment options available for veterans who wish to quit smoking. They got medication, they've got nicotine transdermal systems, nicotine replacement programs, and counseling as well. But a conversation with a veteran's primary care provider is all that's needed to initiate the anti-smoking camp programs that they offer. More information on this will be in the Dawson Sentinel and the Western Guard this week. And you can also find information on the Veterans Linkage Line as well.
And that number is
1-888-LINK-VET, 1-888-546-5838, or on the website minnesotaveteran.org. And, of course, you can contact our office, 8:30 to 4:30, Monday through Fridays, lower level of the courthouse.
Yep, that's kind of green, still green. Green still and green and grassy.
Green and nice and nice. Gardeny level of the courthouse.
Already June, a couple months from now, it'll be snowing again. Oh, sorry.
And you can reach us by phone at 598-3445. Again, we will be closed tomorrow. I have appointments at a VA. You know, I'm a veteran, and I use the VA healthcare system like many other veterans in this area. So,
okay. And you'll be back in the office again on Wednesday.
Yes, I will.
Very good. Well, thanks, Josh. Appreciate the info. And anybody has any questions on this or anything else dealing with the VA, they can give you a call or get a hold of you anytime.
Give us a call, 598-3445.
Josh Benega, Lackbarrow Veteran Service Officer, with us this morning here on Vets Info on the Air on Q92. Vets Info on the Air is brought to you every Monday morning at this time by Madison VFW, Lackbarrow County Post 1656, Bellingham American Legion Post 441, and Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247. Join us again next week at this same time for Vets Info on the Air right here on 92.1 FM Q92.